Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you're invited to join us, and you may bring up anything you like. That is why we call the show Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. We'll give you that username here in a moment. And apparently, there's been a sentencing recently of a 17-year-old. A 17-year-old American, according to Gizmodo.com, sentenced to 11 years in prison for tweeting. Now,
it's going to have to be a pretty impressive tweet to get how many years? Seven?
11.
11.
He's 17, so he'll be 28 when he gets out.
Well, it depends on what's – is this a federal?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so that's about 85%, so he could – yeah.
I don't know. Can they charge you on a state level for terroristic charges? I presume they can, but
I don't know the answer.
Seems like they're all federal cases.
Depend on the state.
The story again from Gizmodo's Matt Novak: American teenager sentenced to 11 years for so-called providing material support to terrorism. But Ali Amin, just 17 years old, never committed violence in the name of radical Islamic terrorism. His crime was running a Twitter account that celebrated the terrorist group and taught others how to send money through Bitcoin. Amin ran a Twitter account called @AmrikWitness with roughly 4,000 followers before it was shut down. He had more followers than we do. Maybe we got 6,000. I don't know. The account regularly posted positive tweets about ISIS and included tutorials on how to send money to them using Bitcoin.
I'd be really curious as to what positive things one could say about ISIS. I have a difficult time coming up with things that would be positive to say about ISIS.
Well, there was the propaganda series that they came out with John Cantley, who was basically...
They did surprisingly good journalism for a terrorist organization. Yeah, I'm willing to say that.
There's that. They got some real good video editing skills. And in the case of those videos with John Cantley being the British photojournalist who's been imprisoned by ISIS now for a few years, they threatened him, and they had him host the series of different videos. Many of them were in front of a camera in a sort of a black room with nothing in the background. Except a drop cloth and him sitting at a desk in an orange jumpsuit. But then later they actually brought him out into the cities, and that's when they were trying to show their propaganda to counter the U.S. propaganda. Their propaganda is that, look, everything's fine under ISIS.
The buses
ISIS
are running
rule.
On time. People are fed.
People are going to the market. They are trading. It's at business as usual here in, you fill in the city. He was in a few different cities where he did these sort of camera tours, and he was the host that would take the cameraman on the tour of
the city. It's still hard to compliment ISIS over that. I'd really like to compliment John Cantley.
Well, John Cantley did do a fine job, but he's not the one who is... I mean, I guess their point was they're not cracking down on... it's not hell, was the point they were trying to make, living under the ISIS rule. Now, whether that's true or not...
We might be the first caliphate in 1,000 years, but it isn't hell.
Yeah. Now, whether that is true or not is another question. That was just their propaganda. So, if you wanted somebody to say something nice about ISIS, you can go and look at their propaganda, and they will say nice things about themselves.
Gotcha.
The account did regularly post these positive things. The Virginia teenager also helped instruct one teenage ISIS recruit on how to get to Syria to fight for the terrorist organization. John Carlin, Assistant Attorney General for National Security, said in a statement, quote, ISIL continues to use social media and send their violent and hateful message around the world in an attempt to radicalize, recruit, and incite youth and others to support their cause. More and more, their propaganda is seeping into our communities and reaching those who are the most vulnerable. Well, so their propaganda is getting out there. Fine. Who cares? It's supposed to be freedom of speech. And if this kid wants to get on a Twitter account and talk about how ISIS is great, and if you want to send, ISIS money, here's how you do it, shouldn't he be free in a so-called free society, and we all know it's not, but shouldn't he be at least free, theoretically, to go about supporting, with his words, a terrorist group?
Well, I don't know that I don't think so.
Well, before you answer, I'm going to give out our phone number. Okay. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You may Skype in, and you'll sound almost like you're here in the studio with us. Skype username is lrn.fm. So wait, you said you think he should be prohibited from speaking his support for ISIS?
His support for ISIS is one thing, right? Like, I could go on Twitter right now and say, hey, ISIS is great.
You might get charged criminally for that.
I think that they're saying provided material support. And to me, what that means is he directed people to a Bitcoin account or hosted a Bitcoin account. I'm not entirely sure. It means that he told somebody how to go to Syria and fight for ISIS. Right, like, so I think that there's some...
So, you consider information to be material?
Well, I think that information is part of the definition of treason, right? Like, the Constitution has, I believe, four prescriptions for the federal government, and one of them is to try people for treason. And so if I happen to come across the nuclear codes to the president's football, if they still have that thing, I don't know. It's probably laid in a vault at this point. But anyway, if I happen to come across the nuclear codes and I decide that I need to provide them to, say, the Russians, I can see why, you know, like, that might be considered treason by the people calling themselves the state. Like, that's going to be, this is a bad idea. And I wouldn't do this. I'm just saying, this is an interesting, this sounds like the definition of treason to me.
So are you saying that treason should be held in higher circumstance or whatever than freedom of speech?
They're both in the same document. And so
I'm not asking you what the document says. I'm asking you what you think. You're saying that treason, allegations of treason, are disobedience to the country or whatever, the idea of the United States, undermining that essentially that outranks freedom of speech in your mind.
When you place yourself in the middle of a war, and I think it would be difficult to
this
say
this isn't a
that,
war. We're not at war.
Right. We're not at war, according to the document, but you just said you didn't give a damn about the document, so don't backtrack on me, all right? We are at a state of war whether or not the government has said it or not. Is that an accurate statement?
Well, certainly they're going around killing and bombing, so it looks like a war. It smells like a war, and it
feels
like a war.
And ISIS has killed some Americans while they're at it, and a lot of other people. So when you place yourself in the middle of a war, do not be surprised when you are treated like an enemy of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore,
I'm not surprised. Okay. I'm not surprised they're going after this kid, because they've gone after people for rap lyrics they've posted on Facebook. I mean, so that's not a surprise to me at all.
Yeah, I got to say that, I don't care. He's taken a side
really?
In this. Yes, I do not care. I think that at the point that you start picking a team and the other team goes after you, fine and dandy. This isn't a freedom of speech issue to me. Now, I'm
surprised by that.
I would like to hear a difference. I think there might be a difference between directing people to a Bitcoin account saying, hey, you can go to ISIS.com. And
it says here that he taught others how to send money through Bitcoin. Now, this is Gizmodo's summary of the story, so, you know, I'm presuming they're accurate about that. So maybe he just gave a Bitcoin address and said, here's step 1, 2, 3, you do this and this and this to get Bitcoin and then send it to this address, even though he didn't control the address.
That would be an interesting difference to me, and if as his defense attorney, that would be a really important thing that I would point out. Like, if I, as a talk show host, say that you can go to, you know, ISIS.com, I hope that ISIS does not have ISIS.com. I have not looked at ISIS.com. But you can go there and you can provide material support to ISIS. If I give information to people, I think that's a different story than encouraging or hosting or doing a variety of things. So if I told somebody, this is how you go to Syria, and maybe I want them to go to Syria to provide medical or humanitarian aid to people. I think an American should be able to go to Syria if an American wants to go to Syria.
Well, he supposedly gave teenage ISIS recruit information on how to get to Syria to fight for the terrorist organization.
Yeah,
but again, it's still just information on how to go somewhere. It's information on how to do something. And look, even if you disagree with what this guy supports, I certainly don't support ISIS. I don't support any kind of state, which means I also don't support the American state either. And is that a treasonous statement to make?
Well, I can look at two sides. As a person who does not support either any organization calling themselves a state, I can look at two different states and I can say this state appears to be worse than that state.
Which one's worse?
I'm going to have to say that I'm thinking ISIS is worse.
I don't know about that. 855-453.
They've killed fewer Americans than the American government has.
Yeah, they've killed fewer people worldwide than the American government has.
Yeah, but I wouldn't trust
a lot.
But I wouldn't want to be an American in wherever their place is.
855-453. This is the Live Saturday, Free Talk Live.
Understanding your credit score is the first step towards managing and improving it. This is Charlie Sunstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. The most influential component of your credit score is your payment history. Almost equally as important is the amount you owe on credit accounts. Also impacting your score, but to a lesser degree, are the length of time you've utilized your credit, the number of new accounts, credit inquiries, and your various types of credit accounts. To help achieve or maintain a healthy credit score, have a system set up to assure your bills are always paid on time. Don't max out your cards. It's better to have a high credit limit with a low balance. Never close old accounts. The age of these can actually help your credit score. But don't be afraid to use your credit. You need several accounts in order to have a credit score. Just keep the corresponding payments within your means. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate MLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're here for Free Talk. Talk Live, which is where we'll take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. Although, certainly, if you've got an opinion on the 17-year-old American who is now being sentenced to 11 years in prison for basically running a Twitter account where he celebrated ISIS and taught others on how to send money to ISIS via Bitcoin. He's now going to prison, and you can share your thoughts toll-free, 855-450-FREE. I say that freedom of speech is more important than this precious idea of treason. And, Mark, you seem to be on the other corner, which I'm a little surprised about.
I'm unsurprised, and I feel like if he didn't come over the line of treason, he found it, right? Like, and he looked at it and maybe put his little toe over it, that kind of thing.
So we'll get to you with your calls and thoughts. Also want to let you know about ProXPN. If you care about privacy while you're online, you need ProXPN. So, you know, if you're going to be running some sort of questionable Twitter feed.
Run a questionable Twitter feed. It's the first place to start.
Well, it's important to have freedom of information out there, Mark. So if you're going to be trying to get information out there, it's good to protect yourself. And ProXPN can help you with that, whether you're on Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, or Linux. They can help you encrypt your data connection, which means your internet service provider won't know what you're doing online anymore once you're using ProXPN. ProXPN also does not keep logs of your activities whatsoever, and they've got more servers than ever before, giving you greater speed and security. They offer OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. You can get 50% off the regular monthly price but for the lifetime of your account when you buy an annual account with our code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live and 50 as in 50% off. So you keep hearing about your online privacy being infringed. Go to proxpn.com now and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. Let's go to Kathleen listening in Madison to the mic 92.1. Hey, Kathleen.
Hi. I was shocked when I heard that this kid got 11 years in prison. I'm just looking at it, okay, 17-year-olds have crappy judgment.
Oh, yeah.
He did something that, you know, I would question material support. He sort of enabled other people to provide material support.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I get back to that freedom of speech, and it's kind of a mixed thing. I think... Yeah, I would make some other sentence that seems more appropriate, where he has to serve a year in prison and wear an ankle bracelet for 11 years and is completely denied access to the internet. I mean, that seems a lot.
It's a heck of a lot cheaper.
So basically, freedom of speech is really just, it doesn't mean much to you, right?
Freedom of speech means a lot, and it is a question that I can't say. When all I've seen is the internet, but you know what that report is. So it's really kind of, I think at that point it's kind of nuanced, but I am definitely down more on the side of freedom of speech. Like, yes, you can say this is treason, but when you look at what the politicians get away with saying, that I can't believe that, we're definitely on it for them. They're defining freedom of speech. They can say all kinds of treasonous things, but not this 17-year-old kid who, his brain's not even finished cooking yet.
I think you're coming from a good perspective here that, you know, he deserves some level of forgiveness and understanding, but government doesn't work that way generally. They crack down and they crack down hard. Maybe he made a mistake. Maybe he regrets it. But all that aside, he didn't really hurt anybody.
Right.
He just simply allowed people to support an organization that the U.S. government has decided they don't like. And so I don't care what the dude says. If you should be able to get on Twitter and say whatever it is that you want to say within Twitter's rules. And, you know, if you violate Twitter's rules, then they can ban you. But as far as freedom of speech is concerned, I think that the idea of freedom of speech is that you're supposed to protect the offensive speech. You're supposed to protect speech that is outrageous. Because if you start to crack down on that, then it's a real slippery slope.
And he didn't provide any information that you can really say is treasonous. It's not like he said, this is how many airplanes are parked at the base right next to my house. You know, he provided people with open access information they could have gotten from anywhere else. So they're really condemning him for intentions. And that's the whole point of the freedom of speech issue is, you know, I can see some amount of sentencing. I can see, I mean, but I think they're just trying to make an example of him and teach everybody, hey, you know what, shut up. You're not allowed to have any intentions other than ours, but, you know, us, the U.S., the biggest terrorist state in the world.
That's a good point. Kathleen, good thoughts. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's go to Straight Razor in Texas.
I think it's worth defining terrorists at this point. And I think it's fair to call any government a terrorist organization because they, including the Islamic State and including the U.S. and you know, all of them out there, because what they do is they threaten people to get compliance. So if you are scared of the threat, if you're terrified of the threat, you know, you fit the that organization fits the definition.
Terrorism is the use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. I mean, that is to a T what governments do. All governments, especially the U.S. Straight Razor is in Texas, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Straight Razor.
So let me get this right. So somebody supported another movement or government or whatever, and if you want to sway them to your side, the government thinks the best course of action is to lock them up and make them incredibly unhappy.
Yeah, this is proving the point that the U.S. government is evil. And so if he ever had any doubts about that, now it's real crystal clear.
I'm sure it's to him that's the case.
Exactly. So
that's what I'm talking about, to him.
All we've done is confirm what he already thought, you know, in his mind, because now we're attacking him. But here's the thing, is that if you're going to start attacking people based on what you believe their intentions are, where does that stop?
I totally agree. This is a really scary concept. You also had the story about the teenager they picked up, I think it was the Chicago airport, who was leaving to try to fly over to the Middle East to supposedly join ISIS. They charged him with some sort of, you know, aiding and abetting or terrorism charge or whatever, and he didn't light a fuse on a bomb or shoot anybody or do anything. He could have gotten over to Syria and then had a pang of conscience at the last moment and thought, oh my God, what am I doing here? And turned around and gone home.
He had his head cleaved off.
But they never got, you know, they never allowed him to have that that opportunity to make his own change of mind instead of just locking him away.
Exactly. I tend to agree because, I mean, you know, with a crime, it seems like you should have that moment when you decide before it happens whether or not you're going to carry this act out. And, you know, if they carry the act out, then they're guilty of the crime. If they don't carry the act out, then at that point you have this sort of planning to do something, and that's something entirely different.
Exactly. So I can be, let's say I'm angry with Mark, and I can wholeheartedly in my head think, you know what, I really want to hurt Mark in some way. And I can be 3 feet from you and then all of a sudden decide, you know what, I'm being irrational and this is not the right thing to do, and turn around and walk away.
Or you just don't have the guts. I mean, some people just don't have the guts for violence, right?
Exactly. Plus,
that's kind of the point of prison.
We remember a while back, whenever they were getting all those letters from people who had gone to Syria and supported ISIS, and they're writing all these letters back asking, please let me back in because this place is horrible.
Thanks, Straight Razor. Good call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. It's Free Talk Live.
Global warming covertly describes the effects of iron poisoning. CO2 is iron poison blood types and is the body's defense mechanism to buffer the oxygen iron attracts. CO2 in blood and blood type prevalences are used as false evidence for global warming and is the setup for the greatest fraud in history. The healthy blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and is their DNA proof they are his Christ. For further information, unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGTHEM.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from Patriot Necklace.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You're old enough to tell that something is definitely wrong. You've been paying attention for years, and you're ready. You're probably frustrated because your children don't listen to your words of warning. What will you do when your grandkids show up hungry at your door? Get more food storage from Ready Supply Foods. We sell 50% more food for your dollar, and we can prove it. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We're the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. If you think this 17-year-old should go to prison for 11 years... for running a Twitter account that favored ISIS, ostensibly gave instructions as to how to give money to ISIS via Bitcoin, and just, you know, posted positive things about ISIS. If you think that deserves any time in prison, I'd really love to hear from you. Mark, do you think this guy should go to prison? You seem to think that this was treasonous.
Well, I think that I'm unsurprised. Please characterize my position as it is. I am unsurprised that when he picked a team that was other than the United States team, like if he told people how to, you know, that, yay, the United States is great and how to give money to support the troops and how to... you know, go and sign up for the U.S. military, clearly there wouldn't have been a problem. He did the opposite of that. And
he supported the other terrorists.
Right, and he lived within the U.S. borders. Now, if he would have gone ahead and moved to wherever ISIS
is... 17.
Yeah, well, look, maybe, you know, I moved out of my house when I was 17. I'm sure those folks... Well,
they arrested that dude when he tried to go out to where ISIS was.
He was providing people with information on how to go join ISIS, so he clearly did not believe the information he was providing enough to go do it himself. If he cared, believe me, the people over the Islamic State will take care of him enough to put a gun in his hand and give him someplace to go catch bullets. So, you know, yes, he has picked a team and he is reaping the consequences. I am unsurprised.
Do you think he should go to prison?
I think that other things should be tried mentioned
what? Re-education?
Somebody mentioned the ankle bracelets or something like that. I think that when you're dealing with someone who has not harmed anyone, mm-hmm. that the first place that they should go is to looking at recompensing the victim. I don't really know who the victim is.
There is no victim here.
And
there's no crime.
Well, fine, right? Like,
kid committed a crime, Mark, then so do you every night on the every night of the week on this radio program.
I do not give people instructions on how
to. You have violated your allegiance to one sovereign or one state. That is the definition of treason.
Fine, I have violated.
You just said you do not support any state earlier tonight.
I do not support any organization that claims a monopoly privilege on a user.
Nice knowing you, buddy.
Fine. However,
lock him up.
I've got a business, and because I have a business, I do understand how IT works. Well, I understand that IT can be very difficult.
You can barely log into your computer.
I understand that IT can be unreliable, unpredictable, and late. Do you understand that?
Oh, sure.
Are you frustrated by IT
There's
work?
A few things that are more frustrating than a bad IT manager, because they can really botch it up.
Yeah, they sure can.
And charge you a bunch of money.
So, if you deal with these sorts of things on a relatively regular basis, consider RootWork Infotech. They help businesses achieve always-on reliability, keeping your customers happy and your staff productive. RootWork can make IT meet your needs, and to prove it, they'll give you 30 minutes on the phone with a senior consultant for free to answer your IT questions. So they're going to give you free information. That's what they're in the information business. Mm. Free information. Just go to RootWork.it/FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, to get your free call. It's ROOTwork.it/FTL, rootwork.it/FTL.
All right, so I think that if you support freedom of speech, and a lot of Americans talk about supporting freedom of speech, but then when someone starts saying something that makes them feel uncomfortable...
This makes me feel uncomfortable. I will certainly admit that.
All of a sudden, the whole free speech idea goes out the window, and they start clamoring for some kind of a crackdown. And the thing they don't realize, if you're one of those people that supports cracking down on this young man for having an ISIS-supporting Twitter account, the thing you don't realize is you can rattle the saber all you want at these people, but eventually there's a good chance the government's going to turn around and criminalize some sort of thing that you're talking about.
They probably already have.
There may be some topic or issue that you consider to be very important that eventually you speaking your mind about could be considered a criminal act, simply because you weren't there to stand up for the people who were being picked on the first time around. And I think that's what's happening here. This is outrageous to me that anybody could go to prison for running a Twitter account. Let's go to Pac Maniac on the Skype. Hello, Pac Maniac, calling from the UK.
Of this agreement, well, it's basically a libertarian idea. Say, for instance, where you live in New Hampshire becomes a anarcho-capitalist republic, yeah? And you happen to have people who advocate that the rest of the United States should do exactly the same as what you've done, but in New Hampshire. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
So let me see. You're saying New Hampshire secedes from the United States?
Yeah. Say New Hampshire secedes.
Yeah.
And the Free State Project gets what it wishes to be, the achievement of it, which I'm in favor of, by the way, yeah, that is anarcho-capitalist or, you know, even if it's only just minarchist to very minimal levels, how would the new state deal with people wanting to infiltrate it? With different ideas.
So your question is, I just want to make sure I'm following you here. The New Hampshire secedes from the United States. How do the other 49 states deal with people from New Hampshire bringing their small government or no government ideas into the other states?
I'll make it more clear. What happens when the people who don't want New Hampshire to succeed walk into New Hampshire and say, we want it to be different? We want it to be a status society again. Do you understand?
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. So you're saying that New Hampshire would reach some sort of libertarian utopia, and then, you know, what happens when people come in and they want to create a state again?
Just
walk in. Thank you for the call, Pac-Maniac. I appreciate hearing from you. What do you think, Mark?
Well, first off, we have to. The Free State Project is a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to New Hampshire in order to create a society where the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. I think that this has been pointed out by the creator of the Free State Project, Jason Sorens, as probably one of the most interesting problems that faces New Hampshire in the future if the Free State Project is successful and creating a state that has smaller government.
It barely exists.
Yeah. Right. If people come and want to, basically what they would have to do is that every state has a constitution, right? So you write down a piece of paper, you make it very difficult to roll to increase the size of government. Therefore, the people who come and try to increase the size of government may only increase it through violent means rather than using the agency of violence, which is the state. And that would be the answer to that. It's going to be difficult to get enough people inside the legislature to change the Constitution, but that's supposed to be the point.
Well, right. It's already difficult to get enough liberty-minded people to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. It's taken more than a decade to get to, around 17,000 participants, I believe, and we want to hit 20,000 is our goal. So it's going to take at least another year or two to get to 20,000 people.
It sounds like a good problem. I'll sign up for this problem.
What do you mean?
To have the problem of success and then maintain success.
Yeah. Right. So the problem is getting to even the goals that we're looking to reach are very, very difficult. It's hard to convince people to uproot their lives and move somewhere else on the potential that maybe something will be better in the future. Now, I think that we've already proven that the Free State Project works. It's a proof of concept. We've got people who've been elected. They've helped roll some bad laws back and stop some bad laws from being passed. And there's it's a real success story so far. And I think that eventually, if we do get to this libertarian or voluntarist utopia that our caller was talking about, then you would have to be a real dedicated statist to get out someone who loves the government. You'd have to leave your state, then move to New Hampshire, a place where there's all kinds of people there who love freedom and are willing to work against you. To start some sort of movement to overturn it all? I mean, that seems pretty unbelievable.
When statism is merely 33 miles away, I don't care where you are in New Hampshire, statism is 33 miles away, and for the Brits over there, let's call that 50 kilometers, then why would a statist spend that kind of time?
Yeah, they'd have to spend time, they'd have to spend effort, money to come up here and then face loss after loss after loss. Ultimately, that's what we're doing, right? We're spending time, effort, and money and, having a real tough time at this. But it's worth it to us. Would it be worth it to your average status or to your above-average status? That's a weird term. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, also free speech. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition continuing, where you can dial us up toll-free and bring up anything that you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. Main story on the table, though, tonight that we brought in to discuss is this 17-year-old person in the United States who is now going to prison for 11 years. He ran a Twitter account, and I understand people say some offensive things on Twitter.
That's what I hear.
I get that, but it shouldn't be a criminal
act. I haven't
been
properly cussed out on Twitter, frankly, though.
It should. Do you have a Twitter account?
I do.
It shouldn't be a criminal act, and you can share your thoughts with us at 855-450-FREE. Don't forget, you can also join us online. We've got a website. You can go to freetalklive.com, and you can actually create the content there on the front page of the website, whatever news, maybe a YouTube video, something fun, whatever you want. Whatever you think our listeners will appreciate, you submit there to the front page of the site, and then you can vote up or down whether you like or dislike the various things that are listed there. So go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and your calls and thoughts, John, listening in Indiana to WIBC on FM. Hey, John.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Welcome. Doing great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, I wanted to start out with a couple comments and then ask you a question. First of all, this idea that you guys have, which is, well, at least one of you guys has, which is that free speech is free speech, which means all speech should be protected. That's not even factual when it comes to the Constitution. It's already been ruled on by the Supreme Court in 1919 when they said that, for instance, yelling fire in a crowded theater, or at least falsely yelling fire in a crowded theater, is unconstitutional, is not protected under the Amendment for Free Speech.
That's so different, because there you're on private property, And a private property owner can reasonably restrict whatever it is they want as far as your behavior on their private property.
Sure, you can't come to my house and yodel underneath my bedroom window because you're on my property and you're disturbing my sleep.
And I'm not saying that Twitter isn't private property. Twitter is also private property. So Twitter could certainly have a rule that says you're not allowed to advocate for violent groups when on Twitter. And then the appropriate response to someone breaking a private property rule is to remove someone from private property. So the Absolutely. Appropriate response would be to ban him from Twitter, but not put him in prison. What do you think?
Well, you're absolutely right. But the reason I quoted that Shank versus the United States of America in 1919 was because that was actually in reference to anti-draft protesters, and the government decided that protesting against signing up for the draft was not protected under free speech. So I just kind of wanted to put that out there and then go on to my next point, which was...
I think you get into a really dangerous area when we say that, and this is one of the problems with the Constitution as a document. I do not hold this thing up as, handed down to George Washington on Mount Vernon and he brought it down on a lambskin and, gave it to all of us. I think that there's a flawed document. So one of the problems is that things that are plainly written in the document are then interpreted by government bureaucrats. And that's what the Supreme Court is. They don't run for office. They're not politicians. They're bureaucrats.
Right, absolutely.
They're a high-level bureaucrat. You could call it a living document if that's what you want to do, but it's never taken a breath. It is it's a piece of paper that is interpreted by 5 out of 9 government bureaucrats dressed in black muumuus who could say anything that they want if they want to. I mean, they're completely, there's no punishment for what it is that they say. They could say the sky is plaid, and that would then be constitutional. So that's one of the real problems with the document. I don't believe that they understand what free speech is. I believe I understand better.
Okay, well, see, that right there, I mean, that's kind of a sort of I'm looking for here. Like, basically, it's like kind of a nihilistic cue or like a central
Absolute.
Cue. You basically think that you know better than them, and all I'm trying to say is that free speech has been already for almost 100 years now, for 96 years at least, defined as, okay, yes, you can have your free speech, you can support what you want. And with this guy, I don't care if he supported, ISIS. That's his business. And by the way, this is coming from a U.S. military vet. I was in the Marine Corps for 5 years. I don't care what he supports. Where I think he crossed the line was when he actually provided information as to how to support them. And the only, literally the only analogy I can come up with to make this make any sense is that's like in 1939, somebody, if the internet existed then, trying to give information to Americans on how to support the rise of Adolf Hitler in Nazi Germany.
I'm reasonably certain some powerful Americans did that without too much punishment that came their way.
Well, if you're a powerful American, then you probably can afford attorneys who can defend you in cases like this. But wait, here's a related question for you, John. You're calling this, you're concerned with what he was providing, the information he was providing. What about the Anarchist Cookbook? You can find this thing still. It's been around for decades. This has information about building bombs and other things that can hurt people. It has information about drugs, but, more specifically about building bombs is what I'm interested in here. Should it be illegal to provide people with information on how to build bombs?
Well, it would depend, but honestly, right off the top of my head, I would say yes.
Wow. See, you don't support freedom of speech. I mean, clearly. And that's sad.
You can go on the internet and find it.
That's sad to me, because freedom of speech is really important, because we have to protect unpopular speech. We have to protect bomb-making instructions. We have to protect the horrible racist speech out there and the other things that many people don't like, because as soon as you start to crack down on speech you don't like, eventually it's going to come back around on you. Thanks, John, for the call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you don't believe that's the case. Maybe you think that you'll always be exempt from whatever the rules and regulations are surrounding free speech or surrounding restricting speech. but
well,
I'm not willing to gamble.
I don't expect to be on the other side of the ISIS versus U.S. Conflict, whereas I think that the United States, like any government, is antiquated technology in that it is a service organization that claims a monopoly privilege over a given landmass. It is passed down to us through the master-servant paradigm that was probably in existence before the agrarian revolution, but certainly 20,000 years ago with the agrarian revolution came slavery. And, you know, when you have to, you're born into an organization, you have to support that organization, and that organization claims the fruits of your labor and claims your property, which governments tend to, well, then, you know, that's what that organization is.
Let's talk to Tim in Bowling Green. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim. Listening to WKCT. Welcome, sir.
Enjoy your show.
Thanks. You're on the air.
I'm not educated enough to answer your question, but I do have a question that's related.
Sure.
What is your opinion on how to stop ISIS and radical Islam in general? I mean, what's your solution?
Well, good question. That's a really good question.
Yeah, it's a great question. I would say that first off, if Baghdad can't protect itself, then Baghdad doesn't deserve to exist. King George, 200 and something years ago, couldn't prevent the U.S. colonies from seceding. So therefore, King George didn't deserve to rule over those people and tax those people. That's those people's business, and it's not yours and mine.
I can make a comment. They're always sure. Coming to America, and if they get control over there, then they're going to get bigger and bigger. And we are sitting and watch people get lined up on a beach and beheaded just because they're Christians. Their four-year-old children are being raped in front of them before they kill them. And we as a country...
I didn't see that in the video.
Well, I mean, read up on it. I mean, it happens every day. There's a bloodbath.
Somebody can always say something on the Internet. I mean, that's why they put video out. So that beheading is plenty. Let's just stop there.
Well, yeah, beheading's enough, yes. But they are raping their children. They're doing things that's barbaric.
Go join some sort of Christian legion and go, fight them on your own. I'm not interested in supporting war.
The U.S. has allowed people to go there and fight for the Peshmerga and against ISIS.
What keeps them from coming here if they get bigger?
Well, why would they come here? If the United States didn't get involved in their business and didn't fly remote control airplanes over their towns and villages and drop bombs out of the sky that they didn't even know were coming and kill their children, because you're worried about kids being raped and people being killed, I'll give you some assurance. The United States government is participating in child rape over in Afghanistan. There is plenty of documentation on it, and the United States government is killing people in Afghanistan with remote control airplanes. You won't deny that because you do know some of the news over there. So, we don't look so great over there either. You're scared of them because of the news you're getting and because this is your society.
Well,
they're scared of you for the same reason.
Because a Christian there is the same thing as a Christian here. We're all Christians, if you are, and I don't know if you even are. But assuming you are, should Christians here ignore the fact just because there's an ocean between here and there?
Let's talk about being a Christian and dealing with ISIS. If you want to stand by, Tim, I'd like to bring you back after the news. This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-453. What's the appropriate Christian response to these alleged violent people?
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.